Carry. 13.1.3, mid-year budget review, financial year 2025-26. Officers' recommendation you've read. Can I have a mover? Councillor Sue, the seconder. Councillor Jill, those that want to speak for, those that want to speak against, all those in favour? Carry. That's it. Right. 13.1.4, rates debtors' report, February 2026. Lot of money. Can I have a mover? Councillor Christie Tucker. Seconder. Councillor Ian Baird. Those that wish to speak for, those that wish to speak against.
I don't want to speak against, but I'm just looking at some of these amounts and really. I just want to know, are we doing something about trying to collect some of these really outstanding? We've got 10,000, 11,000, 10,000, 7,000. You know, that's a lot of money. And then in the three previous years, 9, 7, 6, 5, lots and lots of money, and it's getting bigger and bigger. And if people are actually living there and we know who they are, it's getting beyond their means to be able to pay it.
Oh, good, yeah.
Over to you, Christie. We've discussed it, so.
Majority, the, if I'm unable to answer it properly, I will take that as a note and respond to you by email. But majority regarding the rates tenement over than the 3 years prior. And we've been undertaking the debt collections process as well. And some of them, we are able to proceed with payment plan.
Okay.
And set up with the rates owner.
Yeah.
And some of them from the administration process, we collecting in, communicating in the rates, in the rates owner in accordingly. So that's the process that we undertake so far. And some of them, if they are related to the mining tenement, it's a majority waiting for the interim update from Alengate due to their system update from the end. So until then, we received the update interim up to August last year. And we're still waiting for up until the next 4 months.
Yeah.
Okay. All those in favour? Carry. 13.1.5, offer to purchase lot 303 and lot 304, Britannia Street, Cooney. Can I have a mover? Councillor Jill Dwyer. Seconder. Councillor Sue Whitley. Those that wish to speak for, those that wish to speak against.
Mr. Chairman, for this, yeah, one comment. Councillors, there's a series of reports here about land that we've had offers on. I just wanted to say that although every single one of them is separate, a separate report, some you'll see the recommendation is to go ahead with the sale. And some will say, hold back. I just wanted to say to councillors that there's absolutely nothing wrong with this recommendation because we got another offer, which depending on who you're talking to, can be construed as a submission pursuant to section 3.58 of the Act when we purport to sell by private treaty. You know, you could almost argue that all of these, even where I've recommended or T has recommended that we sell, you could say, let's not sell, let's put them all up on the market if you wanted to. I'm just saying that's an alternative.
Yeah.
If you wanted to think like that, because if we're selling some blocks, there may be an advantage in selling others in Kukai, for instance.
Yeah.
There's one in Menzies that I'm saying, oh, go for it, you know, give it, sell it by private treaty, we've abided by the rules. Or, I'm not saying that's what you should do, I'm just letting you know that that's an option. But this is perfectly okay. The next one's perfectly okay. The one after that, I think the recommendation is to sell. That's perfectly okay as well. But.
No, a bit of interest. Okay. All those in favour? Carry. Point 1.6, offer to purchase lot 652 and lot 653 Cumberland Street, Kirkconnell. Hello. Can I have a mover? Councillor Christie Tucker.
Mr. Chairman, I think there might be.
Have I jumped, Mark?
No. No, sorry. It just my syntax. I'm reading it incorrectly. Sorry.
Right.
Again, I never spoke.
Right.
That's easy.
Yeah. Our seconder, Councillor Jill.
Councillor Bear.
It's too slow. Can I, those that wish to speak for, those that wish to speak against, all those in favour? Carry. Point 1.7, offer to purchase lot 17, Cumberland Street, Kirkconnell. Can I have a mover? Councillor Dew. Seconder? Councillor Christie. Those that wish to speak for? Those that wish to speak against? All those in favour? Carried. 13.1.8, offer to purchase lots 570 Souter Street, Menzies. Can I have a mover? Councillor Sue. Seconder? Councillor Jill. Those that want to speak for, those that want to speak against, all those in favour? Carried. 13.2, administration report. 13.2.1, tourism and economic development advisory committee appointment of presiding member.
Just before we get a mover a second, Mr. Chairman, we just need a name to put in there.
For the presiding member.
It can only be one of three people, either yourself, Councillor Sevier, or Councillor Andrew Tucker.
Yeah. Put me there.
So the motion will say that the Shire President is the chairman of that committee. And that's an absolute majority decision, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah. Okay. Can I have a mover? Councillor Christie Tucker. Seconder? Councillor Ian Baird.
Yep.
Those that wish to speak for, Those who wish to speak again? All those in favour? Carried. Carried. 13.2.2, 2026 National General Assembly of Local Government, NGA. Take out my name.
So we read that councillors Wesley, Baird and Dwyer be authorised to attend.
Okay. Trial mover. Councillor Ian. Seconder. Councillor Jill. Those who wish to speak for, those who wish to speak against.
That is putting Sue's name in too, isn't it?
That's in there.
Yeah.
All in favour? Carried. Thirteen point 2.3 electoral matters proposed changes. Can I have a mover? Councillor Jill. A seconder? Councillor Ian. Those which speak for, those which speak against, all those in favour? Carried. 13.2.4, Children's Charity Ball attendance at short notice. And that's really short. Can I have a mover? Councillor Christie.
Do you
have
conflict of interest in this one, or is your name in
there?
No,
I didn't
do it. No.
If there's no cost.
No cost.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's right.
There's no
you didn't get any financial benefit.
No.
What did you eat? What cost me? I bought some auction stuff. Got into trouble too.
As long as I don't see the chip coming through in an invoice.
How was it?
Oh, yeah, it was really good. A lot of money raised. Now I'll say one thing for the goldfields. People put in. It was amazing. So, yeah. No, it was good. Seconder? Councillor Sue.
Councillor Baird.
Too slow again. And those who wish to speak for, those who wish to speak against, all those in favour? Carried. 13.2.4, Moral Code of Conduct Policy Review. Can I have a mover? Mover? Councillor Sue. Seconder? Councillor Christie. Those who want to speak for, those who want to speak against, all those in favour? Carried.
Well, you did note you'll be getting half as many policy reviews every month now.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a positive.
Yeah. 13.2.6, review of policy 1.11, policy review schedule. Can I have a mover? Councillor Dew.
Councillor Baird.
And second by Councillor Baird. Those which speak for, those which speak against, all those in favour? Carried. Yes. 13.2.7, review of policy 4.7, creditors preparation for payment. Come over. Councillor Dewitt. Seconder. Councillor Sue. Those that wish to speak for. Those that wish to speak against. All those in favour. Carried. Point 2.8, review of policy 4.16, art acquisition, display and management policy. Now, we're going to change that.
So, Mr. Chairman, I'm going to suggest if you want to keep that in place, don't call for a mover and seconder what's in front of you. Just it will ask for an alternative recommendation would be the policy 4.16, art acquisition, display and management policy be endorsed.
Yeah.
And we'll record that as a change because it's a major change.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
13.2.9, behavioural.
You need to go to
movement second. Yeah. So movement second for the policy to be endorsed. Councillor Dew. Seconder. Councillor Sue. All in favour? Carried.
And we will put in a reasonable change into the minutes.
Yeah, yeah. 13.2.9, behavioural complaint. Can I have a mover? Mover. Councillor Christie. Seconder. Review. Those that we speak for, those we speak against.
Councillor Baird, not speaking for or against.
Yeah.
Just bringing in there that the restraining order has been taken out, or is about to be taken out of something, which would make it a legal matter, wouldn't it, rather than a council matter. Do you know if a restraining order has been taken out?
So, Mr. Chairman, I was advised that the complainant did go over to Kalgoorlie to seek a violence restraining order. I have not been advised subsequently, but I don't know whether there's anybody in the room who knows differently.
Yeah.
But even if the violence restraining order was issued by a magistrate, our issue is separate. I did talk to the Office of the Local Government Inspector, and we're perfectly able to handle this complaint. That's probably all I want to say in public, but if anybody has any questions after the council meeting, Mr. Chairman, I'm perfectly happy to answer them.
No worries.
Yeah. I just thought if there was a restraining order in place, then becomes a police matter to the police, doesn't it? That's my understanding of a restraining order.
That's the normal way. I did speak to the complainant as a JP who's issued violence restraining orders in small towns. They can be a bit problematic. And they're even more problematic to enforce when there's no police in town. As I said, my understanding is that they did proceed to Kalgoorlie to see a magistrate, but I haven't had any feedback afterwards about what.
6 months is the order.
Right, it was issued.
Yeah.
So Ian, Councillor Wesley says that a VRO was issued for a period of 6 months.
Oh.
right. Does that change anything, do you think, Rob?
Well, no. Our responsibility is actually set out in the new code of conduct that we adopted today, but we had to adopt it because it had to be adopted by the 1st of April. Different legislation, different penalties, and after I get in touch with the person, since they're interstate at the moment, it might be a little while before the councillors can, readdress the matter. But again, the local government inspector is perfectly happy with that.
Okay.
Absolutely. Can I ask something?
Yeah.
Councillor Andrew Takai's on leave is still counted as a councillor. And is there any, somebody else also heard that, what is said into this report? Or is just the guy?
No effect at all, Councillor Sudhir, being on leave. It just makes it harder for me to talk with him.
Okay.
Is there a limit, Rob, on how much leave a councillor can take?
Yes, there is. Leave of absence is maximum of 6 months. So we're only talking about 3 months at the moment, and I have had a chat with the councillor about that. So he's perfectly aware of what the act requires. Anything more than 6 months would require ministerial.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. All those in favour? Carried.
So, Councillor, just remember that the attachment to that report is 150% confidential.
Yeah.
The one that mentions names.
Of course.
13.2.10, Community Centre Advisory Committee creation.
That's easy for you to say.
Yeah. Alright. So, we need three councillors. Councillor Jill Dwyer. Councillor C. Wesley. Anyone else?
Too far away, I'm afraid.
Do we have to have three more?
We don't have to, no. If we we could easily just say the committee shall comprise four members.
Mm-hmm. How many? So we only got Gay and Roy?
Yep. And they were the only two submissions we received, which was not unexpected.
Mm. Yeah. Righto.
So leave the two, Mr. Chairman?
Yep. And six, a presiding member of the committee shall be Jill. Another mover, Jill Dwyer, Councillor Jill. Seconder,
Councillor Ian.
Councillor Ian. Those that want to speak for, those that want to speak against.
I'm not going to speak for or against, but do we need to push it out that far to the 16th of July? Could we bring it forward a bit? Is there a reason for it being that far out?
Well, I was unsure about how much information is out there and how long it would take committee members, especially when you've got a couple of community members, but I'm in your hands completely. I gave sufficient time to have a look at it and then put the grandfather clause in another month in case the council came back and said, oh, can you do some more work here or do some more work there?
Yeah, I'm just thinking about the time frame that's already been there.
Yep.
Maybe a couple of months, maybe May. can we bring it forward to May?
Well, if councillors are happy with that, on.
Yeah, and I mean, we can still push on after, as long as we can get together and have a chat around then. Yeah.
So if you put...
the 21st of May?
Is that the... The 21st of May, that's a council meeting, so...
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, if Councillor Julie's saying I will move a different recommendation with all those names and the committee chair report to order admitted the council will be held on 21 May 2026, it doesn't matter if we leave the grandfather clause in 5 to August.
Yeah.
The 20th of August, the committee no longer exists without another council resolution.
Yeah. Righto. All right. All those in favour? Carried. 13.2.11. Menzies Volunteer Bushfire Brigade and Chief Bushfire Control Officer appointment. Another mover? Councillor Christie. Seconder, Councillor Ryan.
Councillor Bidding.
Those that wish to speak for, those that wish to speak against, all those in favour? Carried. 14, motions of which previous notice has been given. A written notice of motion was received by the acting CEO from Councillor Jill Guire and was circulated to the councillors on the 27th of February 2026. Notice of motion, change of council meeting time. That the commencement time for the ordinary meetings of the council be 3 p.m. Can I have a mover? Councillor Sue. Seconded by Councillor Ian. Those that wish to speak for, those that wish to speak against, Councillor Sadia.
Chair, we already agreed on 5 p.m. Because everybody has time after 4 o'clock. Now it's going to be hard now to back to the 8 p.m. because they have break at 1 o'clock.
Is this the
briefing session or the meeting?
No, that would be the council meeting.
Yeah. And Christie will be at the school, I think, Councillor Christie, till 1:30 or 1:45.
Mm. Well, Councillor Sadia, I don't want to be dodging cows in the dark. Is there a duty of care of this council? Of us driving home in the dark, and I've told you about the cows today.
But nearly half of the meeting we attend online anyway.
Mm. Not always.
Not always.
I saw the briefing session. It was 3 o'clock then.
Yeah,
at the moment. We'll have to, if this is carried, we'd have to adjust the time of the briefing session to an hour earlier.
Mm. So we might just go back to what it was.
1 o'clock. Or make it.
Well, that's up to councillors, of course.
Well, briefing session 3 and then meeting at 4. Just push it back an hour.
She's driving home in the winter in the dark.
Well, of course, you've got a motion in front of you, so anything, you know, it's... There are different schools of thought on whether a notice of motion can be amended or not.
What month did we change all this time? Was it November or December last year when this was discussed?
Last year, just before Christmas, and then it was amended for the beginning of this year.
Yeah.
Well, but there was a discussion on night, and I was a bit baffled that you did it this late because the sun goes down. So. Not only there's cows out there, but lately there's been cows on the road at night time. I've driven past them going home.
And also staff after hours too, after 5 o'clock.
I'm in the same position as Councillor Phil Dwyer in that normally I go to Menzies in the morning, it's a briefing session and council meeting, and then travel back to Kalgoorlie in the after the meeting. So I've got cattle on the other side of Menzies to contend with.
So I've attended every meeting. I drive in the dark, and I'll be still driving in the dark. So hopefully, councillors, we change this again. I expect you to be here more often.
Is 1 o'clock an option, Mr. Chairman?
Well, that'll be going back to where we were.
I wasn't here for the discussion in November or December, no, so I don't know what the arguments for and against were. You know, what? No, I can't throw it in the back.
It's fine in the summertime, it's only winter, you know, when it's dark at 4:30. Summer's fine, you know, so you've got daylight till 7:30. It's good.
So this year, that was the best in time for all of us a couple of months ago. I think in 1 more month, we might have something else that can't come in the afternoon or in the morning. But as a councillor, when we come to the council, that is our duty to attend these council meetings, no matter where we are.
It's not our duty to hit a cow and get killed on the way home.
Yeah, we can make all arrangements according to the time.
I don't see anyone driving home in the dark. So what's the go?
Well, I'd be happy if the briefing session was at 3 and then the meeting's at 4. That works for me.
Consider Chrissy's got children as well.
Yeah, I live here as well, so I'm okay in a way, but yeah, 3 would be good for the briefing session. And then meeting 4, everyone leaves by 5.
Yeah, because, I'll be leaving here driving 4 hours.
To me? What?
Sandstone. Alright, so we'll have it. Briefing what?
Remember that you've got a notice of motion, so that's the motion that's in front of the council at the moment. So the council doesn't have the right to just alter it by discussion. Provided, Mr. Chairman, that you were happy to accept an amendment. You know, Councillor Jewett still has the right to close the debate, and that might not suit Councillor Jewell, but you know, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to work out that we've got 3 all at the moment, and you would get a second vote on this, and normally you would vote against the motion then, no matter how you voted, to retain the status quo so nothing changes. But that doesn't help Councillor Jill at all, because she got a legitimate reason for seeking a change. And you know, what happened in the past, especially in summer, is immaterial at the moment. We discussed about the cattle issue. But there's no... Well, as I said, you can easily count up the numbers, and it'll be 3 all at the moment, I should think, with the casting vote that goes to you, which... You would normally vote in negative to retain the status quo, but nothing changes then. But that's democracy working. Councillor Christie has mentioned a compromise, but I don't know whether that suits you, Councillor Dwyer, as the mover of the motion. And anything, but it is up to the Shire President whether, in fact, he would accept an amendment, and they're different. There's nothing in our standing orders that says anything about an amendment to a to a motion given on notice, a notice of motion. But, you know, some jurisdictions don't allow it. It's the way, no, my motion, I wanted to be put this way and the stand on that. But I don't know whether 4 o'clock, or, you know, 3 o'clock for a briefing session, 4 o'clock for a council meeting is any better for you.
No, because still 5 o'clock in the winter is done.
But if the present motion goes ahead, I dare say that it would be lost on, I shouldn't even be speaking like this, on casting vote of the presiding member, which is allowed.
I'm happy to accept what Christy wants, because Christy has school and children and stuff, so it's a decent time, but at least it's not quite so late, you know.
Hopefully the council meetings in the future will go a bit faster. This is a big, this has got 19 reports on it, and plus a notice of motion.
So well, even in the past we had a meeting that was only 10 minutes, 15 minutes and it was finished.
So what the senior staff have been doing is catching up with things that may have been overlooked before. You know, things like, oh, we didn't appoint a presiding member for a committee, that requires another report. Nobody's fault there, because the act changed in the meantime to require that. So I'm not seeking to blame anybody or anything like that, but potentially Councillor Christie's foreshadowed amendment, if I can call it that, might be a compromise, see how you go, because I do believe the agendas will be a little bit more compact in the future, because we've got the backlog out of the way.
All right.
And the easy way out of that is for Councillor Jewell, if you wanted to, I'm not putting words into your mouth, it's just say, hey look, I'm happy to move 4 o'clock. But that's for you to do, then we don't need an amendment or anything like that, and have somebody say, oh, you can't move an amendment.
No, I'm happy for it to go to 4.
Yeah. All right, so briefing at 3. And council meeting at 4. Compromise.
And provide the seconder in Councillor Baird is happy with that. There's nothing wrong with the rules of meeting procedure to say, I'll just change it to 4 o'clock.
All right. Okay.
Yep, as long as you would normally get the okay from the seconder. Are you happy with 4 o'clock?
Council meeting at 4, eh?
Yeah.
It may mean that Maureen might have to find me over that. It means he's...
That's the other option.
Yeah.
If it's too late. And Chandu stays.
Because it's really difficult driving when you've got trucks and things flashing their lights at you all the time. When I went home the other night, or when I brought this up, I'd run into a big pile of flying ants, so my windscreen was covered in rubbish, and then I had trucks flicking their lights, there was dead cows on the road, it was just the worst nightmare going home, yeah.
So Mr. Chairman, this compromise isn't fully satisfactory. Maybe council will have to consider going back to the way it was. But as I said, I don't know why it was changed. You know, 1 o'clock is not bad, because it means that we might be able to get together, have a meal, sit down, be convivial with one another, all that sort of thing, which is always a good thing to do when you've got to sit down formally at a council meeting. You want to just have lunch and no wine or beer for lunch, and talk about what's coming up, and have the senior staff there to ask questions, and then council meetings go vroom, vroom, vroom. That's just me trying not to put words in anybody's mouth, because as I said, I don't know why it was changed. And then I'm sure there were perfectly valid reasons.
It has been changed because this was the best suitable time for all of us. We just agreed a few months ago. But if you want to do it in the morning, because it used to be the morning, from 11 to 12, we can do that back again. In the morning.
Yeah, just go back to the way it was.
Yeah, where it was.
11 o'clock briefing. 12 o'clock lunch.
11 to 12 yeah. briefing. Yeah. 12 to 1 lunch. Yeah. 1 council meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that would probably suit except for Christy, who would have to leave school at Christy Hall.
Yeah, no, that's fine. That's only one that's day of the month.
Well, is Sue and Ian happy to, Jill, Councillor Jill and Ian happy for 1 o'clock?
Yeah.
Just to be happy to.
All those in favour?
Carry. Done, I have to
sit up. 15, new business of an urgent nature.
Nil.
16, behind closed door, confidential reports. Nil. 17, next meeting. The next meeting is to be held on the 16th of April. 2026 at the Council Chambers, 124 Shenton Street, Menzies, commencing at 5 p.m.
One. Everybody was waiting to pick it up.
Yeah. And I close the meeting at 6:02.
Thank you, councillors. It's a good compromise.